Okay. Usually I talk about the Parsha. What the Parsha is this week is a interesting thing. It is a in Eretz Yisrael, we'll be learning Parshas Nosa. In Chutz-Laaretz, you're going to have 2 days Yontif. Had all of you been with us here in Eretz Yisrael, what we would have done, Shabbos Mincha, it would have been a minyan. You would have read all of Parshas Noso in the beginning of Balos, and we would have all been together. Mirtz Hashem, b'meheir b'yameinu, we'll all be back together. For those of you who were not in my shir, what I told the people in my shir is we received a notification from the government today that people with student visas will be allowed back now under certain conditions of isolation. We're trying to work with them to figure out exactly what that means and how we will function in that way. And maybe after Shavuos, people will begin to be able to come back. For those of you who just be aware, take a look at the date on your passport. The United States government has now announced that it may take up to 3 months to process passports. Everything has slowed down. But if you have a student visa and the Israeli government is beginning to allow people back, so Mirtz Hashem will be able to have normal functioning b'meheir b'yameinu. We've done the best we can with Zoom, and we'll see how long this has to be. Now, Shavuos. Shavuos is an interesting holiday. It's a very big difference between the Shalosh Regalim. The Shalosh Regalim all separate different aspects of Klal Yisrael's Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the one hand, Pesach, 7 days, and there's a difference between the first night of Pesach and the rest of Pesach. First night of Pesach, what do we say? Chayav. We have to psychologically put ourselves back as if we are now leaving Mitzrayim. The rest of Pesach, not. During Kriyas Yamsuf, not. It's a memory of Kriyas Yamsuf, but that's all it is. Sukkot, Zecher to the Midbar. We don't have to think we're there in the Midbar, anything. It's a Zecher to something that happened 3,500 years ago. Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu. When we were Mekabel the Torah, Naaseh v'Nishma. And here we have two Simchas of Simchas Torah. We have one Simchas Torah we have on Shavuos, and another Simchas Torah we have on Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres, when we finish the Torah. What is the Simcha we have on Simchas Torah? So, it's very simple. This is something that Beis HaLevi writes about in his Drush. Klal Yisrael, when they were Mekabel the Torah in Har Sinai the first time, they were Mekabel the Torah, Naaseh v'Nishma, they were unbelievable in high Madrega of Nevuah. And being on that Madrega, they were on the Madrega of Odom Arishon Lifnei Achet. On that Madrega, there wasn't the necessity for a Torah Shebaktav and Torah Shebaalpeh. They were able to understand the entire Torah Shebaalpeh from within Torah Shebaktav. However, after the Yegel, the Madrega went down. And when the Madrega went down, so there was a necessity for Torah Shebaktav and a Torah Shebaalpeh. And when did they get the Torah Shebaalpeh? The form of the Torah that we have today, they got that in Yom Kippur, Vayom Hashem Solachti Kivarecha. So Yom Kippur, we do not celebrate Simchas Torah, what's when we got the Torah in the format that we have it today. No, when that is delayed until Simchas Torah. So what are we today celebrating? The fact that on this day we're Mekabel the Torah. Now, is there anything we do today, or is it just a remembrance of what once was? So the Gemara in Shabbos, says that we do not do dangerous things, dangerous medical procedures, Erev Shavuos. Why not? Because the first Rashi in Chumash says, "Rachis Baruch Hu Kim Asher Shemayim Asher Bishul HaTorah Shenikra Rachis." Kadosh Baruch Hu created this entire world, not just stop. Nothing to do one Sunday morning. Boom, let there be a world. So, Ma'aseh B'Machshava Tchila, it was planned out in a very thought-through manner that Klal Yisrael would have a Torah. And Klal Yisrael having a Torah, and there will be a day that they would accept the Torah, Yom HaShishi. That, and the whole world was in abeyance. If, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? If you accept the Torah, fine. The world's going to continue. If you don't accept the Torah, then the world's going back to Torah Tohu Vavohu. There's no purpose of having a world. I'll have to begin all over again from scratch. So that day, when Klal Yisrael was standing at the bottom of Har Sinai, was a very critical day in the history of the world. That was the day that Klal Yisrael were finalizing the Bris Olam. The whole world has been waiting 2,000 years, more than 2,000 years, for this day. Is the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu justified, or the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not justified? And when they accepted the Torah on that day, yes, there's a purpose to this world. There's an Amanifcha, there's an Amskula, Amamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. They've accepted the Torah. The world is justified. Now the Gemara in Shabbos tells us an unbelievable thing. That didn't happen one time in history. The Gemara in Shabbos says that happens every year on Shavuos. And therefore, the world this week is in abeyance. It's waiting. Are we going to accept the Torah properly on Shavuos, or we're not going to accept the Torah properly on Shavuos? And if we accept the Torah properly on Shavuos, there's a purpose to this world. And if Klal Yisrael does not accept the Torah properly on Shavuos, Kadosh Baruch Hu says there is no purpose. The whole thing goes back to Tohu Vavohu. So Chazal are telling us, that Gemara in Shabbos tells us an incredible idea. That the world, that our job is on Shavuos, what is our avoda? Re-accepting the Torah. Now, at what point of the day do we do it? You know what point of the day we do it? I'll tell you. There's an interest, if you take a look, Magen Avraham brings the fact that there are two ways of reading the Aseres HaDibros. There's one way of reading the Aseres HaDibros, Tam HaElyon, and there's another way of reading the Aseres HaDibros, Tam HaTachton. Two separate ways. You look in a Chumash, you'll see. And what's the difference? The difference is very simple. In Tam HaTachton, each Pasuk is a separate unit. In Tam HaElyon, each Dibros is a separate unit. Now it says the Magen Avraham. There are two separate minhagim and klal Yisrael. How to read the Aseres HaDibros. There are klal, I've seen most of Chutz Laaretz is one, most of Eretz Yisrael is another. Some read all the time Tam HaElyon, never Tam HaTachton. Some all the time read during the year, both in Yisrael and in Veschanah. Tam HaTachton, and only on Shavuos did it bring Tam El. So Reb Chaim was Masbir. What is the reason? What's this machlokas? And why everyone agrees that on Shavuos you read Tam El? Because there are two basic approaches to understanding what our Kriyas HaTorah is all about. Some, it's Limud Torah Barabim. What do you, how is Lima Torah? The Gemara Megillah of Chafala from Aleph says you sit when you learn Torah. However, if so, what is the unit of Lima Torah? A Pasuk. You read Tamatachta. But there are many halachas in Kriyas HaTorah that are similar to Kabbalah HaTorah. There is a whole group of Rishonim and the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. No. Every year, we makabel the Torah again. Parshas Bereishis, we makabel Bereishis. Parshas Noach, we makabel Noach. Parshas Mishpatim, we makabel Mishpatim. Parshas Kiseitze, we makabel Kiseitze. Until during the whole year, it's one Kabbalah HaTorah. But, on Shavuos, everyone says, it's time Elia. Because Shavuos, what is it? Everyone says a Kabbalah HaTorah. So the people who stand for Kriyas HaTorah say it's a, they read time Elia, because Kabbalah HaTorah, you stand for Kabbalah HaTorah. Vayamurham, you stand. But, on Shavuos, everyone says, it's Kabbalah HaTorah. And we stand, and when the Chazan reads, and the Balkari reads on Shavuos, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asheho Tzaisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, Vayan Kolan Vayomu Kol Hashadiv Hashem Nasa, we are being Makabal the Torah, with a Nasa Vanishma, and that's what it is. So therefore, what is the Avoda we have this week, preparing for Kabbalah's Torah? We have to understand what's involved in Kabbalah HaTorah. Why does this justify the existence of the entire world? The Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world for a purpose. That one day, what does the first Rashi say? Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis. Bishvil Shiyisrael Shenikra Reishis. Bishvil Bikurim Shenikra Reishis. Bishvil Truma Shenikra Reishis. What's special about Bikur? A person has an entire vineyard full of grapes. And what happens? He walks into that vineyard and he says, oh, these are the first delicious cluster of grapes. This goes to the Beis HaMikdash for Bikurim. He has a whole field of wheat. And he takes, this is Truma. So the fact that there is an entire field doesn't mean the fact that there is not part of it that's going to become Kodesh Kadoshim. And part of it becomes Kodesh Kadoshim that justifies the entire field. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an entire Bria. Contract this entire Bria that he created. It was not meant that the entire Bria was going to be Kodesh. But there was going to be part of that Bria that was going to be Kodesh, a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh, that was going to justify the existence of the entire Bria. And that is a tremendous lesson. So when we accepted the Torah, what would have been if we hadn't, Chas V'Shalom, we hadn't accepted the Torah? We hadn't accepted Torah Chas V'Shalom, then a very strange thing would have happened. We would have said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created an entire Bria, an entire humanity, and no part of it is going to be Kodesh Kadoshim. It is nothing to justify the entire rest of that field, of that Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not interested in such a thing. I'm interested in an entire world. But that there's some small part that's going to be my mamlechas kohanim v'goy kodosh. There's going to be some small part that is going to be totally dedicated to representing me in the world. That is what I need. They're going to spread my message, but they're going to make a bris with me, and they're going to represent me. And that's what we agreed to do, and that's why the world is, the existence of the world is justified. So, what is our avoda? What is the purpose of this minhag? A weird minhag of staying up all night shavuos. The purpose of this minhag is that we're supposed to involve ourselves so much in limud haTorah that we're soaked through with limud haTorah so much that at the kriyas haTorah when the chazan says Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, at that point we say yes, we're makabel that just like Klal Yisrael and Harsina. Asher Hoceicha Lo Yelocha Elohim Achirim Al Ponai. We're makabel that. But not just yet. Okay, I'm doing it. No. Klal Yisrael didn't shake their head. Vayar ha'om vayanu. They trembled. They understand that we are hereby accepting upon ourselves to be a different nation entirely. And what does the Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim mean? It's a very, very deep thing. What's the mitzvah? Recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Hashgacha Pratis runs the entire world completely. The entire world completely. Down to the final detail. Take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya. One who wrote, the Talmud of the Rajba wrote the Perish and Chumash. When he talks about Amuna, the mitzvah of Amuna, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, talks about Hashgacha Pratis. When the Rambam talked about Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, the first mitzvah. What is it? It is, he is the Elos HaElos, the cause of all causes. Anything and everything that happens in the world is a result of what he did. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Where did we see that? We saw that two things. What did Chazal tell Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim? It was what happened. It was Esa Makos. Esa Makos were incredible Nisei Nisim that were happening in the world. Nisei Nisim that were happening in the world. Dam Svadei, Akinim, Orof, Deva. And sometimes I used to wonder, how is it that Paro could go through all of that and still maintain his gaiva? I'm Paro. The answer is, if anything I learned from coronavirus, it's a Havon of Paro. Havon of Paro. Coronavirus is different than any other virus they know. It doesn't adapt to any rules that they know. No, there's a Frum doctor, I mentioned it before. The Frum doctor who ran the largest coronavirus segment here in Eretz Yisrael, which was in Shari Tzedek. He said they have absolutely no Havana. What works on patient A doesn't work on patient B. What works on patient B doesn't work on patient B. There's no Havana of it, Bechal. It's just guesswork and doing the best we can. Managing the symptoms and doing the best we can. It's totally different. It's unique. It's, and they, Arayom, they don't have a Mashu Havana of it. So it's, what is Teva? Teva is something. Everything is similar, it keeps going. But something unique, that's chutz miderach. Those of you who follow the news, I've been very preoccupied with this to try to understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending a message. I'm giving you something that's totally different, so don't confuse it with teva. There's a Makas Arba in Africa now spreading to Asia. What do they say? They never had such a Makas Arba in it that they can, in recorded history. It's destroying everything in its way. Depends where it's going. They don't know. Those of you, when I read this and that, I just see HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending messages to us. I'm running the world. Don't think it's Teva. But people are so into their ways of thinking that the world's running in its natural way, they don't get shaken up. That's what happened to Paro. Just stuck in your ways to totally shake people up to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world. So Klal Yisrael went through Dam Tzvadei Akinim, Orov Devei Shechin. that comes to borrowed, comes arba. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? I want to drive home that purpose, the man to Sarpu, because they bincho ben bincho. I want to drive that message through. So with the Essen Makas, it should have been clear to anyone, Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world. But when they got to Kriyas Yamsu, there was a Gilui Shechina, they realized it with absolute clarity. They saw that was the Gilui Shechina. You can see it from all the riots in the world. All the riots in the world, you can see it. But until there was the Gilui Shechina, it wasn't absolutely clear to them. Hashem Nilcha. It was clear to everybody. They came to Har Sinai. It was clear to them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who runs the entire world, and he's giving the Torah. So the first two Dibras was accepting with an absolute clarity that the running of this world is deeply, step by step, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Hashgacha Pratis, and there is no other force in this world. And once you understand that he's running this world, and there's no other force in this world, then we can go on to mitzvahs. That's why we need Kabbalah Samach Shemayim before we need Kabbalah Samach. So what do we do with this? Okay, very good. We now understand from everything they stood. So Klal Yisrael was standing at the bottom of Har Sinai. But they saw the kolos and the brokim, the onan kovet al ahar. And they saw this Gilui Shechina. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Mitzrayim, he was in Yamsu. He's in Har Sinai, he's giving a Torah, he's taking us as a Mamlechus Kohanim and Goy Kodesh. So what do you do with it? Oh, then we have all the rest of the things you do. You makabel it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running this world. And we say, Na'aseh v'nishma. That's what. So when you stand, those of you who are fortunate to have a Kriyas HaTorah choice, I unfortunately probably won't have a Kriyas HaTorah choice. I had a minyan, now they open the shuls. I don't have my minyan anymore. So there is, I hope I'll be Zochev. But what is it that we're makabel? If you have the Kriyas, and if you don't have a Kriyas, you're still Mechuyav. To realize we're accepting the Torah, we're accepting the Aleph Beis, a deep understanding. It's not Teva, it's not scientists, not all the powerful people. All powerful people, they just throw up their hands. They don't know. They can't figure it out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought this. They can't figure it out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything down to the finest detail. And our job is first to accept that idea. That's why Kabbalah Somach Hashemayim is the Aleph Beis of Shavuos. Anoch Hashem Elokecha. I know I have a Talmud of mine. He called me. I asked him, he was very shaken by everything that's happened. So I asked him, my name is Ari. I asked him, Ari, what would be if tonight, after everyone's shaking and everyone says that we have to learn a lesson, I said, Ari, what would happen if the heavens opened up and there was a thundering voice? What would people say in your community? His answer was, get the Meshuggah out of the house. I have to get back to sleep. But this is our avoda, understanding anything and everything that happens to the world, to Klal Yisrael, to us, is exactly because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us and wants us to accept the Torah, and that justifies the entire Bria from a little peasant out there in the end of Russia, Siberia, to China, to anything that's happening down wherever that may be. It's all for the purpose of this group of people who are accepting the Torah and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we're accepting to live a different life because we're your representatives. So first, we have to accept that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First is Kabbalah. That's why the first Dibra Zanoch HaShem Lokech, the Gemara Kedusha says. First Dibra Zanoch HaShem Lokech. Without that, it's not Lo Signo, because that keeps society running. Because I know Hashem Elokecha. It's not lo tzirtzach that keeps us out. It's because Anocha Hashem Elokech. And that is the first part of avoda, to think very deeply what it means that what Maimon Har Sinai was about and why we have to reaccept every year to solidify that idea in our mind, because it's an idea that unless we solidify it in our mind, it can go away very quickly. Goes away very quick. Because we live in a scientific world. Everything is science, 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 science. And all of a sudden, bang, science has nothing to say. Has nothing to say. Spending hundreds of billions of dollars on this vaccine. There may be a vaccine. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a vaccine. That is the biggest avoda. We're accepting it. But not just accepting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world. That we are accepting that we are his people. And as his people, we're the ones who have to live a life representing the fact that he is running the world completely and absolutely. This is our vote. It's reaccepting the Torah. In Christian world, it's an idea on certain wedding anniversaries, they renew their vows. Okay. We don't have that in marriage, but we have that. We have that. But it's more than just lip service. What the Gemara in Shabbos is telling us, it's an unbelievable Gemara in Shabbos, that this week the world's in abeyance. Don't do anything dangerous this week. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, world, listen, Klal Yisrael. If you don't accept the Torah properly on Shavuos, be you in a b'yachidus, be you in a minyan, be you wherever you may be, I have no purpose for this world. There's nothing. And you are the purpose of this world. The fact that you are my mamlechas kohanim v'goy kodesh, you are the purpose of this world. You justify. That's the reason I did it. And we say, the Gemara, it's important. It's the Rambam says, if you take a look at the Rambam Perush, what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's not he created it for that purpose. He runs the world for that purpose, for those people who represent him in this world. But it's an achrayus we have. Achrayus is, you represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Ooh. You have to live your life differently. So that's the rest of the A Dibris. That is, lead a different life. So we have to think very, very seriously. We have to think very, very hard. Not remembering what my great-grandfather did 3,500 years ago when he stood at the bottom of Har Sinai. That's important because every one of us is a Dor HaChador. We go all the way back. In my 3,500 years ago, I had a great-great-great-grandfather who was standing there. The next door just didn't remember what they did. Every Shavuos, that next door said, we're accepting it again, we're accepting it again, we're accepting it again. We're in that matzav again. We're putting ourselves in that matzav again. And what is it? The first and foremost thing is to understand he runs the world down to the finest detail. Anything and everything that happens in this world is because of him. That's what we have to understand. With that understanding, then everything is fine. Without that understanding, there's no purpose in mitzvahs. We don't understand how he runs the world and why he runs this world and why he created this world. There's no purpose. There's no purpose. So every one of you, how do we begin What is the introduction to the Kriyas HaTorah? Agdomus Milim. Vishram Shar Yusuf. Get yourself a Machzor and study exactly what the English translation of that is. You'll understand that before we read the Torah, what does Agdomus tell us? Understand who you are, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and what it means that the Melech Malchei Amlocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with you and appointed you as his representatives in this world. Understand what that means. That's what Agdomus is about. That's why we stand. That's why we spend the whole night up learning. That's why when we read the Sefer Torah, we read it, we read Tamei El Yunus HaKabal Sator. These are each unit of Kabbalah Sator. That lesson, that is, that's our avoda this week. And don't take that avoda lightly. It's not easy. Being in your house, learning on Zoom, and doing all of it. It's not easy. It's hard. You don't have the pressure of a Beis Medrash. You don't have the same social environment of Limud HaTorah. You don't have it. But if you don't have it, so it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to prepare this year for Shavuos without that. I want you to go deep down inside yourself and develop those kochos hanefesh that maybe you've been coasting, but you relied on the atmosphere of the yeshiva for. Go deep, and you have to take those lessons deeply and make it part of yourself. And that's how we're preparing in a very, very deep way this year. Those of us who zocha to hear Kriyas HaTorah, it's a schus. We did two things now, past month. On the one hand, most people weren't able to daven with a minyan. On the other hand, we learned all the halachas, the chshivas of davening with a minyan. Just at the time, we didn't have that ability. And as one of my talmidim told me today, now that I learned all this brachas and the chshivas davening with a minyan, you're not going to have to shut me out of bed anymore. But we have, but this is part of our Kabbalah, making it a deep part of us, thinking about it in a deep way. Who am I? What am I? What is the schus I have to stand in front of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Erev Shabbos and says, I am hereby Mekabel your Torah and I'm hereby justifying the entire Brias HaOlam from the black, whatever, if there is such a black hole out there, if there's a star, who knows how far out, down to the smallest virus. What justifies it? The fact that we're standing on Erev Shabbos and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm hereby be Mekabel the Torah. And if Chas V'Shalom we wouldn't do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no purpose, no use for this world. The Klal Yisrael Mekabel the Torah. See what the achrayus we have, the zchus we have, and what it means to be a Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. And that is what we are accepting upon ourselves. Mitzvah Hashem Erev. Erev Shabbos. Shall be zochet for Kabbalah Satorah and Bias HaGoel B'Meher B'Yameinah.